we're going to pray, and then we're going to want to share with you guys. I want to rejoice with you today on what the Lord was able to do through our ministry in New Orleans yesterday and just share a little with you. So let's pray, and we're going to talk about that today. God, we come to you. We thank you for being good to us. I thank you for this church and the love that's in this church. I thank you for blessing us. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to be a light in our community and in our world, and that we would experience your love and blessing, and that we would love and bless others, dear Lord, so that they may see you and come to you and know your love, God. I pray that you just bless us in these few moments as we rejoice over what you've done. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you don't know, most of you probably do, but maybe there's some listening online watching today that don't know. Every year, about this time of year in the fall, as it starts to get cool, we make a trip to New Orleans. We started this ministry in 2019. The first year we went, there were only a handful of people, and we took just a few little things we could gather up, not much, and we traveled to New Orleans, not knowing what to expect, with the goal of wanting to help the homeless. And we got there, and really our eyes were open to just how serious the situation was there. Obviously, there are a lot of homeless people in New Orleans. There's a lot of need, and we were blessed to get to go for a couple of years. And after going and seeing a little bit about what that need was, we began to expand what we were taking, our offerings. And then we found a great little park area that ended up being a great place for us to go. And we've been going there for the last 3 years. We've gone to this park, and every year we take sleeping bags. Last year we started taking food. We started taking these little goodie bags with socks and gloves and all these other items that people can use. And so throughout the last 6 years, God has really been good, and this little ministry has just kind of continued to grow. And then last year was really our biggest year. Up until then, we would have like five people go, or even less. 1 year, it wasn't but four of us that went. And then last year, God opened the floodgates. We had 23 people that went last year, which was fantastic. And the park we go to, it is the perfect location. It's easy to get to. The street is wide open. You can park all day, no parking problems. It's easy to get into the park and set up. Last year we took tents. That was a huge thing because everybody says when you go tell them, hey, we got stuff, they say, where? That's the first thing they ask usually. And last year we could say right over there at those tents. And we had a lot of people, and we had jambalaya, and we had food, and it was perfect. And this year we were ready to go. We had our game plan. I was thinking, all right, we're good. God's kind of, he's provided this for us. Everything is lined up. We're kind of in our comfort zone now. We know what we're doing. We're all prepared. So yesterday, praise the Lord, we had 21 people that showed up to go again. We had a huge crew, and we got our game plan together. We had figured out what everybody was going to do, just like we did last year. You're going to tote the tents. You're going to set up tables. You're going to bring the food. You're going to bring the sleeping bags. 10 minutes tops. We're going to park. We're going to be unloaded. We're going to be serving people. It's going to be great. And then we had our first roadblock. I ain't looked at the weather all week. I looked at the weather, and you know what it said? Rain all day in New Orleans. I said, golly, we're going to get wet. But that wasn't no problem. You know, That's not really, there's a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ suffering for the kingdom a lot worse than getting rained on. So nobody was worried about that. Nobody retreated. And I said, look, we're probably going to get wet today. So we're driving down there, and I'm talking about beautiful day, beautiful. And I'm thinking, man, the weatherman missed it. It ain't no rain. And then we get there, boy, wind's blowing. We start driving up down the street. And then all of a sudden, our little park that always has plenty of parking didn't have no parking. Uh-oh. The whole street, it's wide open. You could land a plane down it usually. It was every parking spot just about was took. There was one of the government buildings. Early voting today. All the parking meters were blocked up. Can't park here. No public parking. Only for early voters. I said, oh, Lord, we in trouble. We drive a little further. I look over to our park that's wide open for the masses to come to. And our little park ain't wide open to the masses no more. They done built a big fence around the park, and they got that thing chained shut. You can't even go in the park. There ain't a homeless person nowhere around. And I said, oh, this is a catastrophe. I said, it's fixing to come a flood. We got about 7 vehicles, and we ain't got nowhere to park. We come to serve the homeless, and there ain't no homeless. And the area where we was going to set up, we ain't going to set up. And I was, internally, I was in panic mode. I showed it some, I guess. I didn't do too good a job, but I told our group, everybody, we squeezed in where we could. I said, everybody, hang tight. I saw another group. It was a group of Christians doing a little Bible study. I went up there and I said, hey, what's going on, y'all? I said, we come to serve folks. We've been coming for years. I said, are we not allowed in the park? They said, nope. They done shut it down. I said, oh, this is a bad situation. So I said, well, there ain't one thing we can do. We're just going to set up and we're going to do the best we can. And my biggest concern was not the rain or not having to tote the stuff or even getting a parking ticket. My biggest concern was we came to serve people and we didn't know if we were going to be, or I didn't know. Maybe everybody else had better faith than me. I don't know. But I'm thinking we came to serve people and I don't know if there's even going to be people around to serve. I don't know if they've run these people off. We've seen this trend since we first started going. We first started going to these underpasses under bridges. And every year we'd go, we would notice more and more of these underpasses would have these same big old fences. And so they're pushing the homeless from one area and they would retreat to another area. And eventually it got to the park where we've been serving. So I don't even know if there's homeless people here. But I told our folks, I'm like, there's nothing we can do. You find a place to park where you can. If we get a ticket, we'll just have a ticket. We'll just park. There's nothing we can do. And we're just going to set up right here on this sidewalk. So we didn't have much space. It was real tight. And our crew, good crew. I'm telling you, I'd go to war with this crew any day. Nobody complained. Well, I did have one complaint yesterday. I did have one of our elder crew members that said we needed to stop for a bathroom break on the way. That was too far to drive. I was the only complaint of the day, though. Other than that, it was smooth sailing. So we get there, and we had this plan. And, you know, I think it was Mike Tyson that once says, everybody has a plan. Do you get punched in the mouth? Well, we got punched in the mouth. Our plan was out the window. So I told our folks, I said, look, let's just start getting stuff out. And everybody was just doing what they could do. And we were lining our tables up, and our tent folks were trying to set up tents, and the wind was just blowing. I was like, we got to scrap the tents. And so we scrap the tents, we line up our tables, and we start unloading our stuff. And, of course, the heaviest stuff to load is at the other end of the street. So we've got this massive 10-gallon pot of jambalaya, cast iron pot, that empty weighs a ton, and full of jambalaya weighs 2 tons. But we had some good, strong men that were there to help tote yesterday, praise the Lord. Nobody complained. Everybody got what they needed to get. We got the heavy tables. We set them up. We start getting the ice chests. We start getting the jambalaya. We start unloading the sleeping bags. Everything's coming together. And we get it all. I tell our folks, I'm still of little faith now. Y'all can pray for me. I'm still of little faith. I said, look, we're not going to get much out. I said, because we're probably not going to be able to get rid of all this stuff today. I said, so just get a little out. And if we need it, we can go back and get it. So we get our stuff out. We get our table set. Ernest heads off around the corner. He said, I'm going to go around the block, and I'm going to see if I can wrangle up some homeless people, and I'm going to tell them to come this way. Well, it didn't take long. You get the table set up, and all of a sudden, here comes a few people. And then a few more people. And then I head around the block behind Ernest. I know he had already went. Well, in the 10 minutes from when he went to when I went, I guess there were some more people that had come because all the ones I told we had stuff, they said, where? I said, right around this corner. Go right around this corner, around this park. Follow that sidewalk. You'll see a bunch of people at the end of the sidewalk. Boom, off they went. On their bikes, walking, whatever they had, off they went to get the stuff. And so we began to serve the people. Praise the Lord, the rain held off. We just feel a sprinkle every once in a while. Lord provided. The wind died down. The rain held off. Everybody was there. Everybody had a place to park. All our stuff was set up. Smooth sailing. Homeless people began to come. Ernest and Erlo went down to a little homeless shelter that was just not too far away and said, hey, look, we got stuff. Word got out. People started coming. Everything was going good. I still didn't have enough faith. We were serving that jambalaya. Dana and Michelle, I think Miss Kathy was serving the jambalaya. And I walked over there after we'd been there maybe 30 minutes. And they said, what are we going to do with all the rest of this jambalaya? Maybe we could take it back and freeze it. So I wasn't the only one that didn't have enough faith. And so they kept flopping that jambalaya in them plates, boy. And guess what? People kept coming. And they never stopped coming. And it wasn't but about 30 minutes after that, I heard the ting of a spoon hitting an empty 10-gallon cast iron pot of jambalaya. Turns out we didn't have to freeze any of it after all. We gave it out. About an hour and a half later, everything we had took, every sleeping bag was gone, 122 of them. I told y'all last week 125, and that's because I can't count. I counted them again. It was 122. 122 sleeping bags were gone. 129 of those red bags full of socks and other goodies, gone. We had about 140 pillows we had took, gone. Everything was gone. It was a fantastic day for me. I love it every year. I feel confident speaking about the rest of the crew that went, that they were blessed by being there too. We don't realize how blessed we are sometimes. And maybe trips like that are good for us. Because we get in our own bubble and in our own routines, and maybe our life hadn't been too tough. Maybe we've always had a roof over our head, and maybe we've always had food that we can eat. We get hungry, we don't have to go far. About 20 foot probably, and you're going to be at your refrigerator. And it's probably going to be something in it. We might eat a snack two or three times a day. You have to go to the restroom, you just walk down the hall. It's not too far. And we've done this our whole life. We don't really think much of it. But there are a lot of people in the world that when they get hungry, they're just hungry. There's nowhere to go get a snack. When they have to go to the bathroom, there's nowhere to go to the bathroom. When it starts raining, they don't have a roof to get under. And we need to realize just how blessed we are. I brought a couple of pictures to show y'all today. We didn't take many pictures yesterday. We were busy, so there wasn't much picture taking going on, praise the Lord. We do got a couple of pictures I wanted to show you guys of some of our workers lined up out there. That was the ones handing out the sleeping bags and our goodie bags. And we got one more of all the food crew serving food. We had a couple of girls that were serving water. We also gave out water. I forgot to mention that. Gave out water to everybody. But we had a good crew of folks down there. And we were able to serve a lot of these homeless people. But the truth of the matter is this. We may be quick to judge and say, well, those people need to do better for themselves. Those people need to do better for themselves. But you don't know anybody's situation. You don't know what got them where they are. Because a lot of those people that were there, once, they were just like you. They had a family. They had a home. They had a refrigerator with food and a bathroom to use. And not anymore. And you may say they should have made better choices. Well, maybe some of them should have. Maybe some of them did the best they could do. Maybe they became injured. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they were already struggling to get by. It doesn't take much for people's world to be turned upside down. It's a lot of people in this world living paycheck to paycheck. Some in this room wondering, boy, is the next check going to get here in time? Are we going to have food for groceries this month? And these people were once like you. And then one month came that they didn't have enough. And then they lost their home, their apartment. And they lived in their car till eventually their car broke down. A lot of them don't have any family and don't have anywhere to go. Where else can they go? There's nowhere to go. They go to an underpass in New Orleans until a fence is built, and then they go to a park until a fence is built, and then they go to the next spot until a fence is built. I don't know the solution to the problem. There is no solution to the problem. I'm going to be so bold as to say there's no solution to the problem. I'll say that because there's always been poor people. As Miss Madeline pointed out to me on the ride back yesterday, Jesus said, "You will always have the poor." So long as we are on this earth, there's always going to be people who have a need. There are people who are a lot smarter than I am, who have thought about and worked on this problem for centuries, and it still exists. There's always going to be people who have a need. And how is their need going to get met? Is it going to get met through the government? Well, maybe in some way. But I'll tell you how God wants the need to be met. God didn't say in His Word, "And I'm going to provide for the poor and the needy with food stamps." That's not what He said. He called His people to minister to and to meet the needs of those who are struggling. He calls us to do that. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, it says this: "Then the righteous will answer Him, 'Lord, when did we see You hungry and feed You, or thirsty and give You something to drink? When did we see You a stranger and take You in, or without clothes and clothe You? When did we see You sick or in prison and visit You?' And the King will answer them, 'I assure you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of Mine, you did for Me.'" What is the Lord going to say of us on the day of judgment? Are there opportunities that we have to serve those who are struggling in life, who are poor, who are needy? Do we pass them by? Or do we help them? Well, praise the Lord. This church yesterday was able to help a bunch of people. I bet you we served in total over 150 people. I have no doubt about that. Not every one of them got everything we had. There were a few people that stood out to me yesterday. And maybe there were other stories that I didn't see or weren't aware of. There was one person that came and they said, "Look, I don't want a sleeping bag. I don't want anything else. Y'all, I just want food. Can I just get more food if I don't get those things?" Praise the Lord, we gave them more food. Of course, we'd have given them a sleeping bag too. We'd have given them a sleeping bag and all the food they could eat. And hopefully we did. Hopefully we gave them all the food that they could eat. We first got there, we got set up. There was one man, a young man. He must have got there as soon as they got stuff out. Because it wasn't but a couple of minutes after we got set up that I went around the block. And when I went up the sidewalk and around the block, on the corner of the block, I could hear this man from several feet away, from a good distance, very loudly. I could hear him. And I could hear him saying stuff like, "A black bandana, a blanket, I got a deodorant." And as I got closer, there was a concrete wall about this tall. And across that wall, this young man had emptied his red bag of all the stuff that was in there like a kid at Christmas. And he was going through each item. They all had about this much space between them. I mean, he had it lined up. And he was going over every one of these items. And he cherished those things. And what about us? We got stuff laying around all over the place. How many of you thank the Lord this morning that you could put on deodorant? I thank the Lord that y'all could put on deodorant this morning. How many of us thank the Lord for these things? That we have a blanket to cover up with. I woke up this morning, it was 67 degrees in my house, and I was cold. And do you know what I did? I reached to the foot of my bed and I just grabbed another blanket and pulled it over me. I do that every day because it's 67 degrees every morning and I wake up cold. And how many times do I thank God that I have a blanket? And not only that, you know what? I got two blankets because I'm already covered up with one and it ain't enough. So I just grab another one. These people don't have anything. They don't have one blanket. They don't have two blankets. They don't have anything. And we're going to complain. I don't like this old blanket. It's too scratchy. I just don't like this one. It's too hot. Oh, this thing's hot. I'm going to complain about our deodorant. I don't like that deodorant. I only use aluminum free. I'm not going to use that. And we find all these ways to complain about everything we've got when these people that we saw yesterday do not have anything. And here's something that was really cool. You'd love this. If you've never been, I'd encourage you to go. But almost all of the people are so appreciative. So many of the people that come up to us are so appreciative. And they say, thank y'all for what you're doing. Thank you for bringing this stuff to us. This is what God calls us to do, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is it. If you don't want to help with ministries like this and be involved with ministries like this, then I don't know what to tell you. We just need to sit down and have a talk because this is what God calls us to do. We see so many people that are so grateful. Had one man come through the line toward the end of the day yesterday. And I'm not sure if he was homeless or not. He may have been. Here's the cool thing about some of these folks. Some of them stay in the shelter. Some of them have jobs. You may say, they need to get out and get a job. Some of them are. Some of them are trying. Some of them have had some tough life circumstances. They were once like you. Life hit them hard. They got in a bad shape. And some of them are really trying. They're trying to get a job and they're trying to get reestablished, and that's a good thing. And some of them come too from the shelters. And they'd say, hey, we don't need a sleeping bag. We got a place to sleep, praise the Lord, but we would like some food. We'd give them some food. We had one gentleman come toward the end of the day, older gentleman. I'm not sure if he was in as bad a shape as some. Some of them are in really bad shape. Others are doing better. But this gentleman come up to me, had a little bit of a kind of a slurred, slow speech, kind of like somebody would have after they'd had a stroke. Not too bad, but a little bit. And this old man, he came up to me, and he looked me in the eye, and he said to me, he said, I want to thank you for what you've done. He said, may God bless you. I said, brother, he already has. He said, and I want to give you this. And he gave me this wadded up. He said, I want to give this to you so that you can keep doing the work. And he handed it to me, and I put it in my pocket. And it was two $20 bills. Now, I don't know if this dude was homeless. I don't know how bad off he was. But I can tell you, I don't think he had much. But he gave us two $20 bills. Us. We came to serve him. And he said, I want to give back to what you're doing. And I said, brother, this will be the first money that'll start our ministry for next year. Yours will be the first. I bet everybody in here has a $20 bill in their pocket. You can afford to get rid of a $20 bill. I don't know how much he could afford to get rid of. But I can tell you this, he gave from his heart. Perhaps not so unlike the widow in the scripture that only had two mites. She gave her two mites, he gave his two twenties. Man, that'll make you think right there. A guy likely living on the street, struggling to get by, and he's giving us money for this ministry? And how much do we have that we could give? That we could use to support this ministry and to help these people. Last story. We were finished. The day was over. There was a lot of rejoicing in my heart, probably in the rest of everybody else. It was such a joyous day. It was such a joyous day for all we were able to do. But I still left with some sadness even into the night. Not because of what we did, but because of what we weren't able to do. Last year we went, we took 100, same about the same that we took this year. Was able to serve everybody. Nobody came up to us that didn't get. We served everybody that wanted. In my comfort zone, I'm, all right, Lord, this is it. This is the number. 125 is what we're going to do this year. So we served everybody. We were getting ready to leave. And this little kind of crippled older woman comes walking up. And she wanted something. And we didn't have anything. We did not have anything. We had no pillows. We had no bags of love. We had no sleeping bags. We had jambalaya, which we were glad to give her. But we had nothing. And this lady is begging, would you please give me something? Don't you have anything that you can give me? Michelle come over to me. She says, is there anything in the van? There was nothing in the van but a quart of oil. That was it. And nothing to give this woman. I said, I got nothing. I thought about it after the fact when I got home. I was like, you idiot. I thought of something I could have gave her, and I missed it. I feel horrible about that. And this woman begged, is there anything? Could y'all please give me something? Praise the Lord, one of our folks went to their car. They had a jacket in the car. They gave this lady their jacket. And so I said to myself, we got to do a little better. We're going to take a little more next year. And you may be saying, well, you can't serve all those people. No, we can't. But we can serve one more than we did. If we can serve one more than we did this year, we're good. And I wouldn't even go so far as to say we can't serve all those people. God is good. If you'd have told me 6 years ago that a few people scrambling around in a hotel lobby putting sandwiches in a sack to give out to people would have ever turned into what God's blessed us with, I'd have said, I don't know about that. But God continues to bless. So this year our goal was 125 people served. Well, I'm excited to announce today that we're doubling that goal for next year. We're going to serve 250 people next year. And I don't have any doubt that we can do it. I don't know where we're going to serve them. We're going to have to find a new location. But God knows where we're going to go. And he got me out of my comfort zone and showed me, hey, y'all can do better than what you were doing. So we're going to do better. And I pray that y'all would help. I ask that y'all would pray about this ministry. If we're going to serve twice as many people, then we're going to need more workers. We had 21 that went this year. Praise the Lord. We'll need 42 next year. But we can do it. We can get 250 sleeping bags. I'll find somebody to make an extra pot of jambalaya. We can do it. Because the Lord can do it. So I want to thank y'all for all that you've done, for all of your prayers, for all of your support. And I want to praise the Lord today. Because it is the Lord who has provided. It is the Lord who has given to us. And it is from what God has given to us that I believe God calls us to give and to use to serve other people. Yesterday was a good day. It was a blessing. And I just wanted the church to know where your money's went. I wanted you to know the people that it impacted. I shared those four stories of those four people. There were a lot more. A lot of people came and went. We don't know their story. But all the prayers and all the support, they had an impact yesterday. And we may not can change the world, but we changed some of those people's world. If it was just for a day. That meal is not going to last long. That sleeping bag is not going to last long. But at least they know that God loves them. At least we gave them, even if it's only a day's worth of comfort, at least the Lord was able to provide them with that yesterday. And we praise God for that today. Let's pray. God, we come to you. We thank you for letting us be part of this ministry to serve in this way. I pray for the folks that we saw yesterday that you would bless them, that they would know that you love them. God, I pray that you would help us not to be greedy. You bless us with a lot. And I pray that you help us to give back to those who need it, dear Lord. I thank you for everybody who's got such a big heart and has had such a big heart to give and to provide and to help with this ministry. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would bless us going forward, that we would do more, dear Lord, to meet the needs that we can. God, we know there's a lot of needs out there, and we know that we're a small church, but help us, dear Lord. You provide for us, and help us to be faithful with what you provide. Thank you for the workers who went yesterday and for the ones who were here that prayed and gave, that you would bless them. I pray that you would help us not to be judgmental, but to be compassionate to these people, dear Lord. That we would give to them, dear Lord. Because one day it could be us there on that street. So God, we praise you, we thank you. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.